And a 79-year-old puzzle has been solved after the remains of an airman at a wreckage site in Germany was confirmed to be a New Zealander. Southland man Sergeant Henry Puller was the rear gunner in a heavy bomber which was shot down over Vichta in, in December 1942. Only the pilot's body had previously been recovered, but excavation work in 2019 uncovered the 75th New Zealand Squadron RAF plane which carried six other airmen. DNA testing has recently confirmed the remains of Henry Puller, who at 25 was the oldest person on board. Now, to talk about this, we're joined from Toowoomba by Sergeant Puller's niece, Pam Compton. Good morning, Pam.
Hey, good morning.
This is a remarkable story. You have kind of been uncovering it over the last 4 or 5 years. Just tell us a little bit about how you sort of cottoned on to this.
Well, I guess because no one in the family knew very much about him at all. I'm the youngest of seven, and our mother, Olive Skeggs, would never talk about him. She was very, very sad about his death, and his photo was always on our wall, but she would never talk about him. And to me, it was something, I guess it was always something I wanted to find out about. And so about 5 years ago, I thought, right, it's time to, you know, just to find his story, to be able to pass it on to my family and to others. And so I started doing a bit of research online, and that was really interesting to find out how the plane had actually crashed, the story of that, and, to actually find out where he was buried and things like that, and to read quite a bit about, you know, what Bomber Command was actually doing. You know, it was a huge thing.
And Pam, initially, when the plane first crashed, they collected up the remains of the wreckage and the bodies and buried them in a mass grave somewhere. But what happened here was that Henry wasn't actually found in that initial instance, was he?
That's what I understand. Because, look, when the plane crashed, it crashed tail first, and they had their load of bombs, so they were on their way to the target at Fallersleben. So when it crashed, there was a great fire at the airfield, and it was a working airfield, and for quite some hours. So after the fire went out, the remains and everything that they could collect was done. I think they did what they could. It was wartime. And so they collected those and they backfilled the site and they were put in a communal grave. So that sort of leaves that question, doesn't it, that did they retrieve everybody? But, you know, I think they did their best and they treated them with dignity and respect as well in their burial.
And then what? So you then were contacted about some fresh excavations that were going underway on the old air site.
Yes, a relative in Melbourne, a second cousin there, saw a listing, a message on an Ancestry website wanting to contact relatives of our father, Errol Skeggs. And so that was passed on to, I think it went to my oldest brother, Lawrence, and he's in Winton in Southland, and then it got passed through the family. And that's when I had got involved with him. He had actually heard of me through some other, you know, I've been looking on a few websites for information anyhow previously. Anyway, so they did a great job of communicating with our family and other relatives of the crew, because there were three New Zealanders on this plane, and they were keeping us updated. Every day we'd get an email saying what was going on at site, and that was really exciting. Like, I guess we just never thought we'd ever find him. And then on the third day, they stopped because they found remains, and they called the police and other authorities they became involved, yeah.
Just finally, Pam, will there be some sort of ceremony to mark this? Was this something which, I mean, COVID permitting, you would try and get to, or somebody from the family would try and get
to? Oh, absolutely. I would hopefully, my husband and I and others in the family, would love to get over to Germany, to the Rheinberg War Cemetery. His remains they'll be buried back in the war cemetery, but they will do a ceremony, but it won't be this year. And I'm not quite sure, they'll let us know of the date, but, you know, the RAF personnel will be there and a chaplain, so yeah.
Well, fingers crossed that COVID permitting, you might be able to get there. Really appreciate you telling us your story there. Pam Compton from Toowoomba.